2VM on the phone. I've got Mark Cotton, who's the Federal Member for Parks. And guess what? We're talking about the budget. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Cam. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hey, you've been down in Canberra, have you, or are you still up this way?
No, in Canberra. Always here for the budget. It's a big night, and budget Tuesday night, and then we stay here Thursday night to listen to the reply by the Leader of the Opposition. So, very much traditional of what goes on, and it was good. You know, I've been here, I think this is probably my 14th or 15th budget, and so it was good. I think Josh Frydenberg, the Treasurer, has done a pretty good job.
Now, do you think that there's enough in the kitty for people on the pensions? I mean, coming from JobSeeker, where you don't get, well, I think you get $750, and probably after you pay rent and fuel to try and go looking for work, you end up with something like $15 for food, which is not much. Yeah. Do you think they really need to polish that up and put some more in that?
Look, there has been some one-off payments recognising the cost of living. And so, there's for low-income earners, there's a tax offset. And if there's people, pensioners or disability support job seekers, they are eligible for that payment. And so, that's been recognised. Also, a temporary six-month relief from the fuel excise of 20 cents a litre to help with those expenses as well. But I think the overall message for this budget is that the economy is very strong. If you look at my electorate, we are way below the national average as far as unemployment. The reason that the Treasurer had the funds to do what he needs to do, and the reason we've come out of the pandemic better than expected, was that we've got more people now paying tax and less people on welfare, which helps the bottom line, as well as we've had a very, very good couple of years with exports, with the agriculture sector and the mining sector. So, we've still got a big debt to pay off because of the pandemic, but the budget's much stronger than was expected. And so it's a combination of long-term things in place to some short-term relief because of the cost of living.
So businesses, what's in it for the businesses in town?
So there's obviously that we've got the lowest tax rate we've had, but there's also some real incentives looking to improve our productivity. So if a business wants to send someone to have some training, to upskill, then the cost of that is 120% tax deduction. If a business wants to upgrade its IT, whether it's to have a stronger cyber security or improve their record keeping in the cloud or upgrade with equipment, that's 120% deduction as well. And so obviously incentives to help increase the skill level and technology level, because our country is doing well and we need it to do as well as we possibly can.
So people that employ apprentices apparently getting $15,000. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we have to increase apprentices across the country by another 35,000. So 15,000 for the employers and 5,000 for the apprentices to help them with their costs early on as well. And so I'm excited about this because at the moment, Cam, right across my electorate, we actually have more jobs than we have people to do it. And so it's really important that we're giving our local young people the opportunity to get the skills to enable them to take the opportunities coming their way. And so right across all the trades, there's enormous opportunities for younger people to take up apprenticeships. And so this incentive hopefully will encourage the businesses to take the step to put on an extra staff member and train them up.
So what about the agricultural sector? Farmers, do they get anything in all of this?
So there's good money in there for research. There's a lot of money in there for research on soils, but also there's a significant increase in biosecurity that we've strengthened on-farm biosecurity by livestock traceability, pests and weeds, feral animals, and the like. But the other thing that's really important for the farm sector is the significantly increasing the number of regional migration places, and that's on top of what we are seeing already that's in place with the Pacific Mobility Scheme, and also, you know, just this week signing up Vietnam as part of the regional immigration process. So we do need to bring more people in. They do need to have the appropriate skills, and so we're allowing that to happen. Plus, we've also got another $811 million for regional connectivity, and that's connectivity is a big issue in the farm sector at the moment. The amount of data that's required to operate a farm and the fact that people are now working more from home has put enormous pressure on the communications network. So that extra money should make a difference to build the capacity that we need for people working in that regional area.
I know I was coming back from Queensland and I noticed there's a lot of spots where you get absolutely no coverage, especially down through Boggabella into Moree, which I find fascinating that Telstra is going around telling everyone they've got 95% of the Australia covered when that's not the fact. So is that money going to be for that to build extra towers and get that filled?
So I think a priority of that is major freight routes and highways. I think it's about 8,000 kilometres of highways that should be covered. That's certainly a large part of it is our road networks and adjacent premises. And, you know, there's actually going to be some more work done in that area, Cam, with an upgrade because of Inland Rail. So there's, I think, an extra 6 towers going in between Gurley and North Star in the next little while to build up the capacity for Inland Rail. So that will help that area as well. But certainly major highway routes are a priority of this funding in this budget.
So overall, what would you say between 1 and 10? How do you think the budget is overall?
Yeah, look, I think this is up there. I think it's an 8 or a 9. I think, largely, there's some big items. You know, there's $264 million for the new highway upgrade just north of Moree, between Moree and the border. So that's a massive project in our local area. But I think, more importantly, the message is that, the country is stronger than people may have expected it to be, and the budget is to put in underlying projects and things that would help drive that. So an extra 80 places for in regional universities for young people to study medicine, things like that will have a long-term effect, and I think that's the job of the budget. I think regional Australia at the moment is very, very strong. Now, we've got some issues with we need more people. There's some issues, obviously, around housing, but there's some funding in there to address housing in regional areas as well. I think it's a budget that really indicates that the country is in a pretty strong position despite what we've been through.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. All right, listen, great talking to you. When are we going to talk again? In another couple of weeks, I guess?
Yep.
Yeah, great. All right, I'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Bye.
Sure.